Hi, welcome to Skip's Corner, where I cover Nashville's baseball history and events and introduce you to players, coaches, and other fans. Where I am, it is cold in the Nashville area, and it's going to get colder in the days leading up to Christmas, the day that we and many are waiting in great anticipation for celebrating the birth of Jesus. It is winter, and in the old days, before radio and television came around to entertain folks during cold days such as these, anticipation for spring was strong, and spring meant baseball. I saw a cartoon the other day showing a man writing X's on a calendar, his wife asking him if he was marking the days until Christmas. No, he said, spring training. The great Hall of Famer, Rogers Hornsby, who spent 23 seasons in the majors with the Cardinals, the Giants, the Braves, the Cubs, and the Browns, is credited with saying, "People ask me what I do in winter when there's no baseball. I'll tell you what I do. I stare out the window and wait for spring." So there was this term, hot stove, which referred to the Major League Baseball offseason, particularly the time around the winter meetings when free agent signings and trades are most prevalent. Nashville's Old Timers Baseball Association was born in a way in 1938 that baseball players would often gather when there was not much else to do, often around a hot stove at the post office or the general store or in a local restaurant, and talk baseball. Now, I'm sentimental about this time of year with thoughts not only about the meaning of Christmas, but family, and yes, in anticipation of the baseball season. Our family has always loved baseball. Our dad, Virgil Nipper, was always at the ballpark playing, coaching, or watching. One or all of us were usually with him. Mom often said that when he was playing City League ball, she was either at Shelby, Centennial, or Morgan Park watching him play nearly every Saturday and Sunday during the summer. Well, Mom didn't stand a chance of not enjoying baseball. If she didn't love baseball when she and Dad met, she learned to love it. I understand Dad was pretty good and was bound and determined to teach his boys how to play. My brother, Jim, Jimbo to me, mostly shortened to just Bo, well, he and I were taught everything there was to know about the game. How to throw, certainly, and how to hit. I wasn't that great at either one, but Jim had a strong arm and always could knock the ball out of the park. My shortcomings, weak arm, average hitter, is bound to have been written on some scout's notes and are blamed on my being left-handed. But I also wore glasses. No, wait, come to think of it, my brother did too, so I can't use that excuse. He was just better. I always looked up to him for his athletic abilities and talent. Well, there's something else Bo is better at too. He's recently retired as a pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Johnson City, Tennessee, and a blessing to not only his former parishioners and others, but to his family as well. If you have a theological question around the dinner table, well, for over 30 years, discussions about religion have often intermingled with baseball and other sports talk. I admire his perception about life's experiences, always have, always will. And I suppose he enjoys our chats about baseball too, and I'm grateful that we have a relationship beyond these subjects. Not long ago, I came across a bat that was autographed by our grandfather, Jack Waddell, who was a sporting goods sales rep and another great influence on our lives. He was Mom's dad. I posted an image of the bat on various social media outlets, as I like to do, and a few days later, Jim sent me one of his unique perspectives of our lives at the ballpark. Now, to explain the setting for the content of this letter, Dad was one of the organizers of the Little League Park that was built at the entrance to Shelby Park and sponsored by the Downtown Optimist Club back in the early 1960s. It was another time when our family was at the ballpark, not necessarily playing, but being there while Dad and other Optimist Club members were installing fences, sowing grass seed, setting up irrigation, and building a concession stand. We played there too, and after our Little League days, Dad coached both of us in amateur ball in games all around Nashville. Shelby Park, right next to the Cumberland River, was our home park, and I'm sure there's a little bit of Nipper DNA in the dirt there. Bo remembers many things much better than I do. Remember, I'm left-handed. And his letter helped me to recall an earlier, more peaceful time, and I hope it does the same for you as I read this letter to you. It means a lot to me. And once again, I'm getting a little sentimental this time of the year. I miss my brother, but we talk often, and I'm always glad to be able to visit with him. And here's what he wrote. I looked at the bat you had on Facebook, and for the first time in many years, I really missed baseball. Not baseball as it is today, but as it was. Simpler, no frills, just right. Just dust and dirt and grass and heat on hazy Saturday mornings, and the lights at nighttime with the bugs climbing up into the light, ascending, then descending in an awkward, erratic way, like they don't really know where to go but didn't ever want to leave. The humid air from the Cumberland made homers die and liners float. The sound of the bat connecting with the ball was a sound that still rings in the heart of my ears. The hard run to first, or the slide into second, and a fresh dirt stain to match the one of grass I received robbing a kid of his double in his first at bat. The next time he stood in the box, he gave me a stare of hate that only lasted until he swung a third strike and twisted and fell trying to kill that old horsehide. Even his own teammates laughed him down from his anger to where even he had to smile underneath that helmet that had slid down over his slightly freckled face, a toothy grin wiped quickly away so as to not admit defeat or so that his daddy wouldn't swat him once he got home. Those real dugouts with steps down into that dirt, not like other ones just built on top of the ground, those dungeony, clammy holes in the ground where we sat on benches of wood, splinters and all, telling jokes and losing interest when the team was out on the field, waking up from our stupor when a foul ball would rake across the string of our dugout. Then we'd sit up straight and acted like we had good sense and cared about just what happened. We were the coolest in our button-up uniforms and tight-hosed socks with tightly tied shoelaces so that there weren't any trips stretching a single into something else. The smell of those concessions, hot dogs, popcorn, the sound of the ice shaver making snow cones, and of course, the double bubble, gum that ended stuck to a mama's shoe more than staying in our mouths. Attaboy, Joe, we'd yell as our buddy sliced a hit to the right field, yelling as loud as we could, but with such exuberance, we'd lose that gum somewhere between the bleachers and the concession stand. Watch your step, especially on a hot Saturday morning, a gooey surprise that can only be removed with some ice and a used popsicle stick. Those were the days of no worries when we only went to show up and swing a bat or shag some flies. And we were always up for it, come heck or high water, come bright sultry sun or a downpour of rain. We stood willing and ready, glove in hand, or sometimes hanging from the barrel of that wooden bat, draped across our shoulder. Drooping pants, disheveled shirts, hot woolen clothes with the name of some school or market in script across our chests. Sweating even before the game begins, only because a touch of wool acts that way. Yep, those were the days. Simpler days. A time gone past. I welcome them back, only I can't run any longer or even swing a mean bat without aggravating my rotator cuff, or twist a knee, or back muscle. They were heavenly those days, but we didn't know it. But we do now, and sadly, it is too late. Heaven can wait. We'll find it again. I know we will. With legs that can fly like wings on our heels, swift and true again. It will come, and I can't wait, but wait I must. And patiently I will. Peace in this world can't be any sweeter than the good old days of baseball. Love, Bo. Well, thank you, brother. I love you, too, and peace be with you. See, he's a special guy because he knows how to put words down on paper. His keyboard, I'm sure that he types briskly, and he stops and measures each word as he goes along to tell a story about baseball, just as if he was writing a sermon to preach from his pulpit. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little bit of maybe a little bit different. It's not history of baseball, it's history of our family, but maybe it's a little bit of your history too. And I hope you enjoy that. If you'd like to contact me, certainly feel free to email me at 262downright@gmail.com. And I truly hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as we get into 2023. And we look forward to spring training. Thank you.